Since before Pesach. Now, the last time before Pesach, we left off in the middle of the Agoyes Chamor and Siminayin, but we have to start from the beginning. Now, first the Gemara, basically, the Afkufi Beis on the Beis. Omar Rav Nachman, Dogim V'yei Feis, Shemolchom Zeim Zeh Asur. That if he salted fish and chicken together, it means even chicken. When fish is asur. What is asur? So according to all the shaming, except the Rashbam, only the fish is asur. Because Rapu Komaye, it has a soft skin, a soft membrane, some mele the dam. Is nivra, but so the dam of the ephes is nivra in the fish, but the ephes amuta. The Rashbam is the only one who says that the ephes are only also. So the Rashbam shite is based on two anoches. Number one, that the aloche of ticha nasus nivele. So applies not only to Moshav Cholov, not like Rabbi Ephraim, but it applies to Shorishon, because according to Rabbi Ephraim and the Shite of the Mechaber, you know, the Ramban, all the Chachmis Fahad, so then it's not Shaykh to say Chtichanas Nebel. Then there's another problem. Assuming that the Aloche is like the Ran, that Chtichanas Nebel and the Rabbonon applies to Shorishoi, but the Nivra cannot go beyond the Mavriya. So since what is the Isha? In Anesa, Yoseya, Lalechas, Yeseya, Mioseya. Now what is the Isha? The Dam of the Ephes. And the Dam of the Ephes, for some reason, is not going to be nivra in the ephes, because either because the misha showing, or as long as it's occupied in being pale dam, it doesn't its own dam, so it doesn't it is not bileya other dam or whatever reason, or as long as. As it is told, repealing the tzia. So then, even though it is Malaya, but kibbelikach pelte, it's mafrit again. Or because whatever reason, the mishre shot will soon see. So the Rashbam shite is that here we cannot raise the problem of heima nesa yochil esia yesem esia. Because the Nesar is Yochel Aleches, but only a little bit, some mele, it can asa. Since it can be Nivra, a little bit of the dam, that of the Ephes that was Nivra in the Dogim, can travel into the Ephes again, some, but only a little bit, some mele, we say Chtichanas Nivra. There's the Rashbam Shite. Now, Omar Rav Nachman, Dogim ve'ifes shemolchon ze asur. Heichadom, I bichli sheini minukev, afil ifes ve'ifes nam asur. Because if there is no nekev, it's not in Moki Madran, some mele it is unavoidably absorbed by the ifes at the bottom. So the dam that drips out from the ephes, the chtichas bosor on top, is unavoidably absorbed by the chtichas bosor on the bottom. Ibichli minuke, shatu donim be ephes namisha. So the Gemara says, leilom, bichli minuke. But then you ask, so then it has an outlet to escape. Vidogim mishum de rope kamai. איז קאמל פאלט ואיפס קניטה בוס עד נאיך דוגים פלייט איפס בוד הבלמלי בקוס פיש has a very soft skin. And it's not only it has a soft skin, it has a soft skin and it has many pores. So a mele is considered as if the fish had been skinless. So a mele, it unavoidably absorbs the dam of the avis. And we cannot apply but by bosor and bosor. So then, if it's a clean nukev, so then it doesn't absorb. Why doesn't it absorb? So there are many pshat. One pshat is because dam is mishreshov. Dam has a tendency to drip down, not to be absorbed in the place that it passes. But that's by bosor and bosor, because it has a thick membrane. But fish has a relatively thin skin, so it's considered like skinless. So male, we don't say it tends to drip down. Why should it drip down? When there is an opportunity for the dam of the ephes to be absorbed by the bosor of the fish, in passing, that's one time. Another time is because since the fish is in a relatively short time expelling all the dam and all the tzir of the fish, so mele it's not told, it's not occupied in a few minutes, so everything is niflet from the fish. So mele, since it's not busy in the plated process, so it is ready to absorb the dam. Or another time is that Mashenkin by Bosor and Bosor, so since it takes a relatively long time to be peeled the dam, especially the seal, so to peel the dam it takes only sheer meal. So either it's 80 minutes or 22 and a half minutes, or 24 minutes at most, according to the Rambam, Shite in Perusha Mishnah Psochim. So then all the dam is nifla. But the tzir of the bosor takes a relatively long time to be niflet. But so the Gemara doesn't say anything about it. But Rishenim, there are 2 days Rishenim. One Shite is that the tzir of a chtichas bosor, it takes him less 24 hours to be niflat completely. And the other thing is only 12 hours. But that's a very long time, even 12 hours. 12 hours. That's a male. One shitty is that as long as by bosor and bosor, by klim nukev, there is no iser, even though he is melech, one chtichas bosor on top of the other, first he's melech there. The bottommost chatich, then on top of it he puts another chatich. It's been like that, then a third, then a fourth, a fifth, a sixth, 10 or even more. So then there is no bottom. Why don't we say after it was milich, the bottom chatich, and he puts the second chatich on it, so the dam that is yitzi from the upper chatich, so is absorbed by the bottom chatiche. So either because dam is resolved, as the Rav Netam says, or because, not because of dam is resolved, because since it's occupied in being paled its own dam, so it cannot absorb the dam of the upper chatiche. So then there are 2 variations in that sheet. One sheet is as long, and the Taz, the Shach, they discuss that. One shita is, as long as it's occupied in being peeled, its own dam, it cannot absorb the dam of the Apa Chatich. But suppose it's already after the Shiyom Liche, after 24 minutes. In other words, the Barim Chatich is halted half an hour ago. Now, half an hour later, so he's salting the second chatich, the upper chatich, so it's not occupied. In being pilate, it's all down. It's all gone. It was all released. So then the chanam, it'll be awesome. That's a big chumrah. And the other shita of the same shita is that even though it has released its own dam, it still can absorb the dam of the upper chatich. It cannot absorb the dam of the upper chatich as long as it's occupied in the process of releasing its here. So that is bikule. Even if we say that it releases all the tzir in 12 hours, but 12 hours and 24 minutes, that's some divergence, you see. And that's one sheet. So one sheet is that is, if it is occupied in releasing its own dam, it doesn't even absorb the dam of the other chatich. Or if it's occupied in releasing its own tzir, it doesn't even absorb. The other shit is, it does absorb, in spite of the fact that it's in the process of releasing its own dam, its own tzir. But, kibbilet achpilot. And then there is the shit of Mariu, Abiyisat Molenesh, who says that even if it's already after 12 hours, after 24 hours, but it was constantly in the process of releasing, so still it was constantly in the process of releasing, because he has been putting one chatiche on top of the other chatiche for many, many hours, many, many hours. He can put 100 chatiches, and he can take 12 hours or even 24 hours. But then, it was always the process of releasing tzir. So as long as the chatichas boso is in the process of releasing tzir, so the nikovin of the nikovin, the nikve haplate, anat nistem, unless he's madiach is the b'mayim, or it's already 24 hours that he did not, that the chatichas did not release any tzir. Or even if it's not 24 hours, even if it's not 12 hours, but he was madiach the chatichas. So that he says in the Nikvei Aplate. I mean, just as I know.
What's the difference between the last Shita and the second Shita?
There's a difference. Rabbi Yisit Molaynish mentions an extra kule. Suppose it's already 12 hours since he started to salt. But between the salting of one chtich and the other chtich, there was no pause, no substantial pause. So mele, the chtiches were not given an opportunity, you know, to close up, you know.
Even past the time of plate. That's right.
We'll see it in the text of Jesus. So, Omar Abnach, Dogen Beifes, Shemol Chom Zeyim Zey Asho, Heichadom. Ibech li shen yukev af leifes beifes namas, Ibech li minukev af vodog beifes namasho, Leilom bech li minukev, Vidogim ishin dorofe kamay, Kagnu upalt, Leifes kmeite, Vosho dinayiche, Dogim pleite ifes, Vodog balam nye. Now let's see that. Dogen Beifes, Lav Dav Keifes, Di Kolshkin Bosarach, Lefishu Koshim Psarif, Ib Meifes, Asur, Adoyim Levano, not like the Rashbam, Shadam Yitzim Na Boso, Vinib Labido, Afileife Beifes Nam, Asur, If it's Ecclesian in UK, so then there's no outlet for the dam to drip down, דברים על כמה. הם הלכים בו שרות הביקוי מנוק, כפי שאדם היה צניש הביקוי, וחיזה בניבלה בבוסה. אף לאיפס בדוג עם נמשו, איפס מנוק, שהדריז נאוטלט, שהאדם יצג מלי דוגים מלי שור שתי תיכס המון לוחס זו אגב זו שף או פי שאדם יצג מלינו לתחתינו אין אסול עם הקלמינות זאת אומרת זה לא ילם בקלמינות ועניתיים לדוגים אסורים משום דוגים רופי קומאי קרום שלהן רח וקד מאופלט ממארי נלביף טיים so in like in a few minutes they release everything not only the adam but the tzia as well veifes mit it has the heart membrane seems klima marini or for noch a dog so after 5 minutes let's say for example so the fish already released all his dam and all his tzia but I need his penalty So they are not occupied, they are not busy, the fish. So since they are not busy, look at a valid dog, a boso, Moshe Zeshe-Eliflet. Kar Zeshe-Eliflet, Ushneem Pilti Yach, Becholv Man Shatacht in Torah, Beklet, Enevelet. All right, now, the tastes, the first one.
It's Mashmer Rashi, it's only the Zman of the plate, it's the Tam itself.
What?
It's Mashmer Rashi, it's only the, but with Tuvah Kichas Boser, would be usher if you put one piece of time to play this bossa.
Rashi doesn't spell it out.
With mash kach zesha yaluflay, the dam itself, the other one's also being lifley.
Where does Rashi say that rofikamaye so in a short time they appeal the dam? Where does Rashi say that? I didn't see it. Uchonocho ha-dogim leaflet. He doesn't say leaflet adam. Other Rishonim spell it out. But Rashi is not clear. Uchonocho ha-dogim leaflet. Maybe leaflet adam. Maybe leaflet adam v'atzia. It's not clear. Dogim ve'ifi shemolchom zeim ze'asuri. Ha-dogim levad. V'hikshar ha-mishmoyl des d'rashbam. If only the fish is not there. So they should say, Rav Nachman should say, Havel Neima Adogim Shemolchim Reifes Asur. Why does he say, Shemolchon Zeim Ze Asur? So there's the Rashbam's Kash. So the first Teresh is not the Rashbam's Teresh. Because the Rashbam's Teresh is the reason as to why he doesn't say, Adogim Shemolchon Reifes Asur. Because that would imply only the dogim are osa. The if is not, but Rav Nachman wants to tell us that not only the dogim are osa, but the if is also, because first the dam of the if is absorbed by the dogim, then it goes back, and the dam of the dam of the tzir of the dogim is echticha din vele is absorbed by the if. And the Eser is Yochel Aleches, but not much, but as long as Yochel Aleches, you may do a muet, so then we say Yachtichanas Nevele. So that's what Tesu says, V'yesh leim adim kina v'mash melea v'leif is togi. Tofel v'adog meluch, v'moidak toyo shemoluche, v'moidak tomei v'somu v'mayr v'toyo moliach, Tomitov, Bizene, Kibinian Zelo, Yadogim Asur. So that's Vinir. Then he says, Vinir Adena Ifis Nesor, Meadogin Shinesor. So the first Taras is Rashbam's Taras. And Rashbam couldn't say the reason is why Rav Nachman uses the Loshin, Dogim Ifish Molchon Zem Zasur. And not Dogim Shemolchon Ifis Asur. So he couldn't say, because the Ifes, if he would say, Dogim Shemolchim Ifes Asurim, it would imply only the Dogim are Osir, and in truth, the Ifes are also Osir, because the Rashbam's Teres is, according to Rashbam Shite, the Ifes are also Osir, So he gives another test. But then Tesfes is chalek and Rashbam. So Tesfes says, Enoch Name, the Deifes and Atosa. So why doesn't he use the Loshon? Dogim Shemolchon, im Eifes Asurin, Savnira Dein Eifes Neso, because if he used the Loshon, Dogim Shemolchon, Eifes Asurin, it would mean the day now if is nesorim na dogim shenesu avleisi pirish shebechol yisurim amrim nachtich as v'nasu nedele imo yisaratz mehilich umispashit v'neim I will still can explain the shittas Rashbam even according to the Ranshit and Abertam shittas the tchtich nasu nedele applies to all yisurim v'nire v'neim asher gam minat but there is one prerequisite the Eser has to be Yochel Leleches, but if the Eser is not Yochel Leleches, so in a Nesa, the Nesa does not have more strength than the Eser. So we'll say, V'neim Ashegam Natam Shenivla B'dogim, Niflat Miksas Nitzira Dogim, V'nivla B'Efes. So everything becomes Eich Ticha D'Yisure, not only the Dam, of the ephes that was absorbed by the fish, but even the dam of the fish and the tzir of the fish also is considered like a chepse of dam of ephes. V'neimah shegam nadam shenivla b'dogim niflat miksas im tzir adogim v'nivla b'ephes af al pi shekulo im peyutim liis mutorim al dekei kibn dikvor gomor pitosom mekomo kemen svor al eser haifes. So in other words, he that a tesis is chilek, even if you assume both things, that like Habletam, the Ran, not like a Nefraim, and the eser is yochol leches, it's still kuntasa. Why? Because dam is misresho. So mele, it's not yochol leches. Other Yisurim would be Yochel Leches that do not tend to drip down in every outlet. But Dam is, even if it's Yochel Leches, but why should it be absorbed by the Chtichas Boso that has a thick skin when it has an easier opportunity just to drip down. The homework in Svore, let's say if it's a mission shot, the Lichet Moy Bislie. Why don't we ask how are we allowed to boil two Pchtiches Bosa, one on top of the other? But the dam of the upper Chatiche will be absorbed by the lower Chatiche and the fire. The answer is because the mission shot. So in Lichet we apply the same concept. But dogim is a different reason because it's like skinless. Some male is not shy to say, "Mitam mishrik soy." With dogim, the rofik amayehu domar il lishorik dam eifes mani. With dogim, rofik amayehu palte the eifes kmit. Peirish bekuntres avol boso. כמוי שזה שאלית ואית כזה שאלית ושניהם פילטי יחד וכל זמן שהתחתי told לפלט איני בריאה. So in other words, at first days he said, so Rashi doesn't give the terrors, it is בריאה, even though it's busy being פילט, but whatever is בריאה is released again. So וחייך מחיין פילט בסמוך gab rafishes mula gaume. So now those rafishes used to salt one chatiches was on top of the other, and he was not afraid lest the dam that comes out from the upper chatiche would be absorbed by the lower chatiche, because since It was busy being pale, it doesn't absorb. The Moskaleishnu Pirbekuntres, Leishnu Mutta, the whole man should put him leafly, aim bailing, so it's not even Blair, or she knows egg for knows egg, or Perushitin, Kishimilchin, Habechatiches, Yahas Lahasu, Umanichim Schneerlishin, because this is the king of East. אבל יש כמה חתיכס, סלצי תן חתיכס, אפילו אף הפי של שינו למרס פליטוסו, תחילו. ופשטי דן לא ישנה משמע שמותרים ליח כולך לך נרס. So, the old point out that from this slosh mitz משמע that when you say that it calls man שתאוד לפלט is in a בלי הכלל, apply is limited only to dam. Kol's man she told lifle dam in the lay. Not Kol's man she told lifle tzia. Because tzia is at least 12 hours. So what kind of a problem is there? I mean, it's very unusual that he should keep on salting. One chtichas was on top of the other for more than 12 hours. That's an unusual situation. So it's mashma from this day's verse. That the shite of Kol's man she told lively. Any belea klal, not kibele kachpelte, is restricted to told lively dam, not to told lively tzir. Upashti de elo lo ishne mashma, shemuta limliach kolach olach 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 Elevation, Shaf or Pisha Tacht in Pilet Hilo in an Esser, because it's still within the Shiomil. The Lama Mutta Kibim Shepletis Tacht in Kidemish. But after all, that's very usual that the Abba Chatiches, are salted after the half an hour. As of the meliche of the bottom chatich. So why doesn't it become mosa, the bottom chatich? It's not busy releasing dam anymore. Just tzir. So the Tam says, because dam mishre shot. Eleishne afa pi shatach de pilet chilo. Even as the lomu mutakim shatlit shatach de gedemes, everybody agrees by tzli, so you are allowed to boil one chatiches bosar on top of the other without a limit. Why? Because even though the upper chaticha lies mamish on top of the lower chaticha, because dam is mishre shoy, so tam applies that concept. To Melich also. In your time, I'm going to be able to do it. 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 Because the Gemara says, the Raya, that there is a Aloche of the Mishra Shorin by Sliye, because if we were to assume for argument's sake, that in Echnam you're not allowed to boil one chatiches bosar on top of that. In other words, so then you'll be forced to boil each chatiches bosar by itself. But then there's still a problem, because there's the upper top, the upper surface, and the lower surface. So the lower surface, that is mamish on the fire, is releases its dam first. And then the upper surface releases its dam. So why shouldn't we say that after the lower surface releases its dam, it's not busy being filled down, so it is able to absorb the dam that flows from the upper surface? The answer is Mishachar. So you apply the same concept in regard to Tuchtiches, 10 chtichas and 20 chtichas as well. Yes, mishum dichsi e. In the heichel shor, the sleep is for the sleep is a full chatri. Avo pishe kolo tchilo bitlitoso misadachten shal kaleiz. Mishum dichsi shor. Ho adiname bibliche di shor kai gam. Vidogim davke mishum drope tamaye. So it don't say mishum shor. So it's skinless. Mishum dichiche vinivla adam bisicho. Vlishor minai. Enoch aname vechtiches boso. Suppose you remove the chtichas bosom before you put it on fire. The whole member, on both sides, the nechnami are not allowed to boil one on top of the other if you remove the member. And by fish, even if you don't remove, since they have a very thin skin with many pores, so it's considered, it's always considered as if it had been skinless. The dog after Mishum Drofe Kamaya, Asire, Mishum Derechiche, V'nivla Adam, V'nivla Adam. V'seichom V'shor V'nai, U'miu Heichadi Kegumes, B'sad Elin Shal Tachtenis, T'lei Mosu Shori Koshi, Lo Militol. But many times, when we are Malach, Echtiches Boso, we see there are certain cavities, cracks in the chtichas basar, and we see a reddish fluid in those cracks. So then you can see mishum shor, because it's like bohol v'raglof. We see that it didn't drip down; it remained there, it rests there. So then it should be awesome, according to our tamshit. That's one time, that as long as it is busy releasing down, it doesn't even absorb. The yesh mefoshim, mishum depletas tzir mishachasam. In other words, the same concept, except you extend it not only to down, to tzir too. As long as it's busy releasing tzir, it doesn't absorb the dam of the Ephes on top of it. For each proportion, it flitters seer mishachas out, plates a dam. For whole of man, she mishach, plates a seer, pale taste, mash, pale is mineralienis, acha, plates dam. But then you ask, so how is it when we find the cavities in the surface of the chdich? The answer is that's not dam. That's tzir. It's red, but it's not dam. Not everything that is red has a din of dam. Umash nimso begume is tzir, veloi dam. Avon bidogin, elimake, lifishe platers dam reifes, mishachas achas platis tzir adam. Alright. So we have, so far, Tasters didn't mention the concept of Kibbele Kach Belte. But the concept that as long as it's busy being pale dam, it doesn't flow. So, but if it's not busy being pale dam, so then it does flow. And the cavities in which you find the Ratsirp, that's not dam, that's male down. The rabbi based me line shreimer lechi shpleta sadogim nigma kede mas holas pleta sefes the tachne pilti se mas pilim neifes. So there is a big enough community. Let's say if it's already half an hour as of the salting of the bottommost chatich, but there was a 5 minutes interval between the salting of one chatich and the other chatich. Some mele is of the salting of the bottom chatich is already an hour, more than half an hour, more than 24 minutes. But since it was constantly in the process of releasing dam, even though in total it's more than an hour as of the salting of the bottom chatiche, so it still does not absorb. So this regimulish, hoyimel if she pleads a dog in enigma, kidem as horske, if she pleads the maifis mishechas, hacha pleads the rabbi's melanish, hoyimel. Splitters a dog enigma, kidem as holas splitters aifes. Because when does the splitters aifes start? It starts a few minutes after the salting. The dam does not begin to be released the moment you drop a few particles of salt that's negative mitzvahs. So it has to take a number of minutes, I don't know, 5 minutes, 6 minutes, 8 minutes, 10 minutes. So by that time, all the dam of the fish and all the seal of the fish had already been released, so it's not busy releasing anything. So melee, it has an opportunity to absorb the dam that starts coming out, flowing out from the apes. Aris Melish or Email is Plitus Adogin, Nigma, Kidemas, Holas, Plitus Aetus, Litachin and Pilton, Eatmash, Bailing Aetus. Have a bustle, Kimshu and Nigma, Plitus, Damtachin, Kidemas, Holas, Kidemas, Holas, Riosom and Alien, Ein Derach Plitos on the stems, the Hoylo Pursuach. Leaflate Loyistin, even though it's already more than 24 minutes. Ad Mar Plates Achticha Shalab. In other words, until 24 minutes as of the salting of the uppermost Achticha, that's in the killer. Pichain Molchu Shlishis, Vinosna Alinis Kinnik Mar Plutoso. התחתינו פלטס השתיקים השליטיש בלוסו וכן לילום כל מה שייתנו עליו טיבלה וטיבלי כיוון שלו נוחו ויחס אם תימנה לשני הטעמים האלו אין לעשר מחמס פלטס תכסה לי אינו וכל מוקים לעשר מחמס דם הבלוע במלך שאתה איזה נדקש אורייט, the dam itself, the pure dam itself cannot be absorbed by the bottom chatich, because the bottom chatich is busy being pellet, dam or tzir, whatever. But there is, besides the pure dam, there is dam that is belua in the melech. So that which should be chayshish. Maybe the melach that has a plea of that, so will be nivla in the bosom. In Timon Eilu, Shnei Atayim Meilu, in Lesa Machmas Plichtas Ticho Elieno, Mikomot in Lesa Machmas Dam Abulua, the melach Shemichticho Lichticho, Shemimche, Yitzir Shebikumens, Acha Pleites Kol Adam, Vatsir, Dibish Lehim Yichol Ticho Milche Daum, in a melach Shaleo Yisho, לפי שימוי אתו אדם הבלוע במלך ויוכל להתלוזיס משום פה, אבל כאן שנמחו המלך בציר שבגומו the reddish syrup is male balming, but there is particles of salt also and accomplish in the male, so then they become liquefied. Some male, the moment they become liquefied, they are capable of being absorbed by the chtichas boso. So as it has, avokan she nimcha amelach b'sir she b'gumen. V'nasa solo הויל דעם זלעסט גיטלי פישמול אמרין מליח הרצתח אלו בשספלית אבל אחד מר פלית אל חושפתח כי פוסקך In other words, when do we say Maliach HaTeach? At the time when it is released. But after that, 5 minutes later, after it is released, it's not Teach anymore. The Posak, Keach HaMelech, Machmas, Shifer is a Posak. V'yod Yitzei Keach HaMelech Im Adon, Inam Yesh Leim Am. Shehamelech Shal HaBosak, that's another sheet. Mi'atif Hadam Azem L'Konis L'Posak. In other words, the melech, dam, that is not, that is pure dam, that can be absorbed by the bosom. But the dam that was bonua originally in the melech, and then because of being kovosh in the male, it became liquefied, that is not nivla the bosom. שהמלך של הבוסו מעקיף הדם הזה מליקון לי בוסו ופי איסון השני טיים שפרישת ככל זמן שתחתים את פלטס ציר בלעס פלטס דם הלינס נמציר שלו אוי כל זמן שפסוכו לפלט דז דמוי נעלנש בלעס ופלטס צורך למתי לתחתימו עד שתישו על ינו שיר צליר שיר צליר דז שיר מיל That's the saying, Meshiyam Lich, Shat Eisi Shor, Eina Tachtein Oyeitzim Yidom. Until 24 minutes left, so all the dam of Tachtichas Boso is not released as yet. Umi Adan Yishlima, Tamach, the whole man Shah Boso, oh, now this verse mentions the other way, that not only Kolz man shabosho toward lifrei dam, he doesn't absorb. But Kolz man shabosho toward lifrei tzir, which is it very short, at least, or maybe 24 short. So then it couldn't absorb. So it's a tremendous kula. Umi adayin yishlima. Tamach, Kolz man shabosho toward lifrei tzir, in beli adam, whose man פליטס הצייר אין יקולו קלטח מהיר ומכל מוקים בוסו שבזריך הצייר כמחלי שאין מנוקה אין להתם אתם זה so then we should say that even a כלי שאין מנוקה but still as long as it's told in the צייר he doesn't absorb so what do we care he doesn't absorb the answer is he doesn't absorb But if it is rests in a certain place, it must absorb. There is no other alternative. The ancient, the English, Shomkeach, Liflit, Machmas, Shishokuach, Bisechatsi. There is no outlet, so it must absorb. Ubeleya, because of the pressure. Behind the time of Ishmael, Domalit Hamon, Emel Chinel, Bechlim, Nukin. Therefore, God that I am going to have both of pleaders, so don't make belay at him for riches. Ve'eich et chesye shal chetiche. Buseich hasi, v'chetsye b'chutz, ma she buseich yosa, u ma she b'chutz muda, ki ni parishes li'u l'ferig in anosh, da b'di she tzori b'chal, ve'eich et she shoa b'os al b'melach, ki she yosli, al taf echot, and the salt and bowl, half an hour, 24 minutes, V'chataim husam b'gigis b'gigis that has no nikovim v'shor kol alaylo v'chatach nimtso hakli moli mitz min ha-moliach sh'yotso min ha-boso In other words, he said, and the boso was not rinsed. It was after it stayed on the sultan. For half an hour it was put in a keila that had no nikovim. And then overnight, and then we found a red, the sheer finishes with the inner mind and so in the chli, min dam, even though it's red, but it's male bound, the chenier, the teda, שאיסי המאה הוא היתר מיד כששאול שיוסליה הוא מוטר להדיח ילבש לבדיו. Now that too we learned in Simen Samachtes there are two options when you wins the Adoche Basreis. One option is to hold the Chetichas Basar in your hand under the first, but the other option, so that doesn't involve any fault, but the other option is to put the Basar with all the salt in the kale and he wins it three times. So the question is, so why doesn't he become Basar? So why doesn't he become Basar? Ihre Meise Wiese schon rasch. So such is fantastic in Rasch's house. The Haitian, the Nachash Shoah, Apostle the Melach, in the Shio, that means to Shio Mil, 24 minutes, Kedim Shusam Bechli, in a Mayim and Son Bechli, Min Dam, El Mil Baume, the Chain Nire, the Teda Shis Hamea Lueta, Yad Gishor Sukideh Umut Aladichai Uvashle Gideo without holding the Chetichas Basar under the first of our feet Shol Nuflat Men HaMeil Ha'itzi Ha'akei Ve'in Lesan HaMeil Machmas HaMelech Shal HaBasar Shenimcha B'Sichu Dimi Ki Azeh Bonu Lesir Basar HaNeifel Ve'isi Meil Ve'in Shiyesh B'Rei Melech Shal HaBasar Ve'in Nechal Machas Miluchai L'Choshev Kereteach ואיסי עשה בוסו, אם כן גם מטעם זה, יסר כל הבוסו שבאלום, כשמניח מייסי בשכלי, שחקי להדיח השנים חמל עשה בוסו במים, דימה למים על המייל, כאילו לשניהם של היתר, אלו צורך למה, שהאדם שבמלך נסיעה בשבי, ואם ביקח לבעול אבי בוסו, אלא אם את מכן יפה שנים חבשכי סימייל, כמו שפרשנו, גבי איסן, גומי של בוסו, דימה לי גומו מעל ציר, ומה לי כל בוסו בשיח הציר. אוי מטעם שבוסו כיח המלך, מה חושב את הבוסו, ולחושב כיותר כפריזוס לעיר, ומכל שדה תורס רשי שיקוי. ותאיס וסייס, we cannot be made you like רשי, שכבר נועה גורו מסע. Now, so תאיס has mentioned several sheets. One sheet is that the reason is why you're allowed to be leach one chatich on top of that or even ten chatich or some more is because this chavnetam shit, the mishrit shit. The other shit is that the biggest school, it's the mishrit shit, some mele, whether it is busy, not busy, it tends to drip down, so it's not absorbed. But I'm chatich. The other shit is that not the Mishra Shoik, not as much as he could as on the Tamashit, but because it's busy being paled down. It's being paled down, so it doesn't absorb all together. And then another Kule, as long as it's busy to be paled here, so it doesn't absorb. And then another Kule of Rimo Lainish, that as long as it keeps on being peeled down or tear some mele, the nikveis haplete don't close up. But so far, Teisves didn't mention another kule, that not that as long as it's busy being peeled down, being peeled tear, he doesn't absorb. He does absorb. But Kibeli Kachpente, that Teisves didn't mention. Who is the one who mentions the other Shite, that even while it's busy, it's occupied, being paled down or tzir, so it still absorbs, but whatever it absorbs, it releases. Then the Rosh and the Ran mention it. But Teisves doesn't mention that. So let's turn to the Rosh. is paragraph Lamed Hei. Daf Kufsad Magdalit, Omud Aleph, the second column. No, the second line from the end of the first column. Omar Rav Nachman, paragraph Lamed Vov, I should say. Omar Rav Nachman, Omar Shmuel, Dogim Ve'ifes, Shemolcham, Zeim Zeh Asur, Vafil Bechlim Nukev, my time di Dogim Rofi Komai, Vikag Chome Polte, Bosot Naiche Dogim Polte Ifes, Vihotav Bale Dogim Nai, Pirsha Rashi. Hadogim levad nasur, vicharaj ba imkein. Havel neima dogim shenim lichun neifis asur. Di oz have mashma di isure koi hadogim lichutai. Yishleima dimkein have mashma daaf imo eifis lichun lichu. Ela sha hadogim lichun lichu imoel asur. Ibn de eifis lo natsot. Mui doktoya shemolche im doktome. Die Besomuch, die Meier, die Teuer Maluach, wie Tommy Toff, wie Sehne, die Binien, Zelo, Yadog, Nassur, wie Rashbam, Pirei, Shegam, Leifes, Assur. Die Fische, Adogim, Anisorim, Nassin, Vele, wie Chesrim, wie Esrin, es Leifes, wie Ziron, Rosa, Shenessa, Machmasdam, Leifes. But that's not true, according to Rabbi Nefrei. ופירוש רבי אפרים שפירש לילו ופירגיד הנושא. ולאמינוך תכנס בילו לבוסו בכל אופי לתוך לא אימא כי. סו את הרשבן איזלייק חבנתם, וגם כן לפי מה שפירש גב הקדיש את סולי בחלבי, ולאמינוך תכנס לבילו ואיסרס, אל במוקים שאיסרס ועניב לבוי, איזיוכל לילך ולספשת, עם טעם שלא עניב לבוי. But if the Eser is in Yochel Leches, so the Neser cannot be homo than the Eser. Umil vitam ze yishli yashv sas, vileima. But, in other words, we don't have to say that the Rashbam is chilling on this concept. Ein Neser in Yochel Leheser yisam Eser, because that's a matter of common sense. How could anyone be chilek on it? But we can still explain Rashba, because the Eser is Yochel Eses, to a certain extent. Omil ifitam de yeshin yashvsas, leima shetam nadam hanibla bidogim, des de Eser, yeitzik tzas al neamlich, she Eser is itrateach, vinibla im tzira dogim beites, samumele it's Yochel Eses, the Afal Fish Acha Shigomu Hadogim Plitosom in a Chizlin Piltin a Dama Ifes Lies Mitol Maldikach Zel Machmashin Piltin Kolada. But it doesn't mean that since it's skinless, so it's not Pilit. Any Dam whatsoever, it certainly is Pilit. A few bufflets of Dam, even if it's skinless. But it's very little. So it couldn't answer, it couldn't give it harm. But if we apply the din of Tichanas Nevele, so even though the few droplets of dam that are niflet after all the tzir of the dogim was released, couldn't give it harm, but the few droplets of dam together with the other lachus and tissues of the fish could give it up some million dollars.
But without Rabbeinu Ephraim, it still won't be
awesome?
I mean,
of course, with Rabbeinu Ephraim, it certainly won't be awesome. Because there is no concept of Chtichas HaSnevel in Shoy Sura.
But if the Svara is that the actual dam is being niflat now.
So what dam? But that's not what's of a hollow.
No, I'm saying...
Why is dam? Why should dam be more homo than Nevel and Trefis? And chelet.
I'm saying, but it's not the dog that was also also the chatich of the dog. It's the dam itself that's the chazav and niflat and goes back.
Yeah, but the dam that is niflat is minimum of minimum quantity.
So, you know,
there is certainly shishi.
So
neged the dam. But there is no shishim neged the combination of the dam and the other tissues of the fish. Together with the other tissues of the fish, because there is no shishi as against the whole combination of the few droplets of dam of the fish and the other tissues of the fish. So what is the answer? The Rashbam is really come up with time in regard to the concept of dam mishresh. And according to Rashbam, dam mishresh we only apply to flea. This is fire mamish, but not to moluyach, which is only retayach, not in a fire mamish. By flea, there is a concept of dam mishresh orit, the three more and fresh is in tzoche. In tzoche, in case I say, but by mliche, so according to Ramakam, there is a concept of dam mishresh orit. According to Rashbam, there is no such concept. Umiu koshe, less raif is mtamze, normally name a dam mishresh orit, mliche, but it's lia, the lia. Avro pishe, dogin, in oemen, the shorit, dam raif is mnaio. Halam is from the chiche, the opu kamaye, the nearly heiche, the roses, heiche, shadam yerubo, הלציר המאור בשייך במים המשרש אבל הוכה שריב אדם מישה בדוגו and only a minimum of dam is נבלה עם הציר in the אפס ומעט ממנו נבלה עם הציר הרבה נבלה הציר באפס ושייך במים המשרש ונרד לו עם נסע עם נדגים אלו כדי קליפ תרתיה דמליח עם איסר על הפליטים. And that's another shit, another shit. There are three shits. It's not such a dog push. We fast like the rush. That מליח הרי קרסייח. אז זה זום חיקי. סולו הרי קרסייח. So, אז זה סגיד מיטיר הרי פס. And נבושו, אז זה the whole thing. But there are three shits. We got it מליח. The shite of the rosh and the shite of the oiz that it assers only kidikli. Then there is a shite of the rashbo that it assers kidikli. Like sleep. And then the shite of the ramban is that moliach ha'i kreseach as well as solo ha'i kreseach is like mibushu mamash. And it requires shish. So they are three shishes. So the Rosh says, we can hear it. We hear it. We can hear it. We can hear it. The Rosh says, we can hear it. We can hear it. We can hear it. The Meir of the Tiche Shal Dogi. We don't explain it. She meet look as to say it. In other words, only the fish, the scales, were removed. But if the scales were not removed, so the scales are relatively hard and sturdy. The skin of the fish is relatively soft, but the scales are relatively sturdy. I will be like Kasim Alein, nearly naive between the Asamites and the Simeravitsias. The scales of fish are more hard and more sturdy than the skin of chicken. Here is Rashi. וכלי שקציר מועד מותר מדמינו, לא ישנה הוא הדין וקציר מרוב, דימה ישנה, היי נהי, והטעם אף על פי, שכתיך הספחתן את חייס מלבינס, חייס רסופילטיס, מה שבירת, היא הדרוש מנשן, זה נדע, תייסט את עוד מנשן, זה צקול, תייסט את מנשן, את הדמיש הקשורים, as long as the chtiche. Atachteino is busy being peeled down. It doesn't absorb all together. A bigger kule, as long as the chtiche atachteino is busy with releasing tzir, so it doesn't absorb all together. Or another kule, chilulainish, that as long as the chtiche was in the process of being peeled down, Otsia, some mele, the mikve, a plato, don't close. So they keep on being paid. Tsia, everything that is fluidy like. But now this is mainstream. It's true that even if he's busy being paid down Otsia, it still absorbs. But whatever it absorbs, it's spirit again. Ki beli kach beli. Atam sh'ab fisha, because the thing is, beli smergen is, chizri supilt is mashu beli. Uma sh'heiko bo, ishu mitam zolim, drabon ha'olese, dikirim sh'kirish, aflis drabon ha'olese, ki lanishim sh'rekam, monesh. Before, it was released outside, so there's no issue altogether. Otherwise, you wouldn't be allowed to eat meat. How are you allowed to eat meat? After all, when you are mivashe, so, because when you salt the meat, and then you put it in the pot, it doesn't mean that the salting took out every droplet of blood. That's an impossibility. If it did, if it salted so much, then you wouldn't be able to eat it because it would have no taste altogether. So, there is the bulk of the dam doesn't even come out for salt. And the salting, as we discussed it in Simas Amachtes, in regard to the purpose of Hadochet Amais, so some Rishonim say that the purpose of Hadochet Amais is to take out the blood from the uppermost layer in the Hatichet. But there's no salting in the world will take out all the dam in the interior of the chatich. So in Mele, the dam you are allowed to put in part in fire. Ichtich has possible that was good, even though in the course of the ritual process, so many droplets of dam move out from one spot in Ichtich. And they are nidla in the other part of the chatich, because it's done before, so it's not in most of the rabbon. But here we are dealing with dam that came outside. So where do we see the dam that came outside? So from mich. So it's only us on the rabbon. Where do you find such a shit? All I said, the kidney should perish, please, but I'll go on less. That is it for the time. That we must have a pile of him and a beauty. The Acha should perish or some device. And he said, the Shemi be Christus, Chamish Olam Bidam, Lomo Echad Bidam, Im Lim Tzitam, Shatam Azed the Rabban, Im Lim Foresh, Ilho, the Amrino Mifer, the Kidney Tzrabe, Dam Shemolch, and Nirolo, But the Rosh says no. When it says Dam Shemolcha in Eivor Lov means in Chayef Kores, but the Lav according to the Rosh, but the Lav there is, but the Rosh Bamashit is that when the Gemara says Dam Shemolcha in Eivor Lov, it means that it's not Eivor any Yisrael Reis. Only, and he said, Rabbon, So that's what he means by Dam Ulvo. Dam Shemolch, Mashmur, the Hashbam Ulvo, suppose you take a raw piece of meat and then you squeeze out all the dam from it. So then, of course, there is a disservice. The Hashbam Ulvo says Dam Ivorin is only involved, and this Rabbonon has reference to Dam Ivorin that came out a Melichem Hasis, but not a Mivorim that was released for a plain and simple squeezing process. In the time Shabbam as a Rabban, in the Mivorim, the Rabban of the Tunus Rabbit, the Shmolch and Nirolo, Hanish Nirolo, Afil Olam, Hanish Nirolo, the chorus, do not forget Gamrem, Tiras Dama Nefesh, the whole Chabbat. Because that's the Allah, that when it's Damos on the rice, it's all a chak. It's all Damos is there. But if it's not holy, it's rich, there is no is on the rice. The Mashi Pish, Dich Tiches Atachtenis. Afro Pishe Belis, Munelienis, Chizris, Upilkis, Mashi Belis, Tzor Pish, the Polish, Dich Nuchlema, the Chizris, Upilkis, Kibu Shekolo, Pleitas Atachteno, Kibu Nalim. Yeish Miforsh, Mishum de Pleitas Sir, Nimsha Achar, the Shmali mentions the concept that as long as Tichas Boshu is busy releasing Zia, so it does not so Chol's man Shepiltis Zia in Piltis in Matzia Koladam Shembelis Mnalimus. In other words, that's an extension of that cheating. It does absorb, even though it's busy being killed. But whatever it absorbs, it is spirit again. And what it is, there's an extension. At first, the cheating was mentioned that whatever it absorbed, as long as it's busy, being pillared down, so whatever down, it absorbs the spirit. Now it mentions an extension of the chicken. So as long as it's busy being pillared here, so it is pillared, the dam that is absorbed, together with its own seer that is the spirit. Yes, before she knew to the seer, Nimsh Harbe Acha Pritis Dama. The whole man she built his seer, in Pilgrims and Matsia, Kola Damash, in Pilgrims and Pilgrims, Atua Acha, Ma, Pilgrims, and Mash and Lutso, Begumes, Seer of the Loida, Abomadog and Limache, Mikush and Pilgrims, and Amalites, Limsha, Acha, Ma, Pilgrims, Seer Adam. So then, when the Damalites starts being released, there is no plate of anything in the fish. Everything was already released. They saw the dark. Nei shein leser. Mach mas plate is very ingus. Hanim shochets. Yes, I'm a tachter in the ears. We call moke. We all leser. Mach mas dam anid on the melech. She nechticha lechticha. She nino chenitzir anisha begume. Teis viskash. Ve'acha plate is kol adam vatzir. משום דאב רסייך ונחיזה לפני אחרי שכל סוכל פלד הסתחצרים לדאב רסייך וישלם לכל חתיך ומחדם אין דאב שלו הריסייס ובשמו את ובלעד ובלו עד מלך ויוח לוציס ונמלך כי נמלך מפריד מן כי עד רדה המלך דארגי שמפריד כי ולא ישריח ונשאר בסליחי ונחי זורך because the potential of מלאך is only to be made סידה not to be מבלי עדה אבל הוכה when it became fluid שאין לך המלאך שלך תכנציע ונעשי צוריו so then it's not just מלאך הוא יולס רך תכן לכשעציע אמור לבי מבלי אין לבסליח תכן אנשים שחושבים עצמי את רצח או לא ידם בעשת ריתח ואין לי מדלם להוליח ריתח אלא בשסטרית אבל אחר מחסטרית לחושב ריתח וכאן הוא בעניינה כי נופה או להתחדד עם תחמתי מן פיג'ן fell into a pitcher of milk, salted milk, where Mim Moliach Yodich, Yishlima Adam Melech Shal Aposo, Mi Akeid, as Adam Azem, we come in the Bosom, Mi Shim Akeid, as Adam Shal, when Mi Nichnas the Bosom, O Pi Atam, Shal Achteino, Beilo, Meleino, Chizeres, Kretes, Sol, Rizoya, Shiyam, תינו את תחתינו עד כמר פלט סליים ומי ישלם הרוי תמך שכל זמן שהבוסו תורד לפריציר עם ידה וזמן גודל שיר לפריציר אחר שכונה בתזום נראו איסי דה 12 hours או 24 hours ומכל מושים בוסו שמשיך לציר אוי בכלי שנוקף עם האדלטאפ שנוקח בפריציר כי מישהו שקוע בשחצי עורי ובוסר שנמרח בשעור כשיר צביר שיר מיר הכן השמאל יחוי בלי התוך ומשמר להכל צייר דוב הזה נעשי ביסי של חש ויקיר אם מישהו מציר רמז די מדם על המיר הבוסר ולחוס שהאחה ששור כשיר צביר מדיחים אוי זה ובאשלו ביטר, ביחי שישים לציר הנפרדה, ואף על פי שהמלך של הפוסו עושה, שאדם מורדה וכך צורך להדיח הפוסו, יופי יופי קידים, שיאשלו ביטר, that's the purpose of הדוחי בסקייס, וכל מוקד, איס דם של מלך, נדבקו, ומלך ומסייה בלבסיך, בית, סורבי מקיח לבורד עם הסקייס, because that's dried up in the melech ba'afo pishin yimchim b'seichem l'yel t'parishis l'yel t'abibunas but it's still dried so even though it becomes fluidy-like it's still dry and it's not nivra b'seichem l'yel k'yimcham melech adam shem b'seichem itself b'yim bonu l'osrei machmas melech shal b'osem so then epich t'chaz b'osem should be also after me. Kinesa Kolapos Shemanich Nesim Naim Latich if we use the option not of holding the Chas Boshar in your hand and the Fossi but putting it in a clean and rinse it three times. The Mali Maim Al-Leil Shnei Peter Al-Vadai Da-Melech Yavish Pusechei ואין להתקיח לוצס, אינה מרפוסה, כך מלך ממש איתו, לסתם מהבוס, יוצא כך מלך עם אדם, מחמס אוי שמלך, ויחושי ויתקיח לחד מהבוס הזה, ולדום לי בעייני, דינופל, להיקד את חמך, a pigeon meat that fell into salted pitcher of milk, שאו יונחשב כשיח, איבוי התשיח לחמאס בלך, דירוסו מוניפוסיטי אחמאס, בקודי הית רוזנג'וס, סולטט, the way you have to salt תחתיכת בוסו, there it was salted, it was fully saturated with salt, so really it's לפוסיטי אחמאס, because of the סיכתו, בוסו שנילך, בינוסנו על בוסו שלו, ובולו מן הבוסו שנדבך אם נחנו לחמוי שפילת זה דומה כך פילת זה סדם שבו או התנא או מוציא דרם so the Rosh mentioned there's something new that is in the mention that one time of the shame is why you are allowed to salt one of the bosa on top of the other chtiche is not because if since it's busy being paid I'm not here so he doesn't absorb he doesn't absorb even though it's busy but the ability to now let's see now Kran Menschens Bachlitis Rishen Kedat Adam Adam Daf Mem Amit Beis in der Andere Les Perge Ibramas Dogin Shaol Bikor Shaol Nasli Kishin Beis Nostra in Sezumro Osa leich van de kutach, die fischen kolom mit ham a posa a nidla biko. O shmuel, na 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 se te na, ilo. Thank you. ציון אומרים שאני ראיתי מהפוסו אחר שיר זה יהי סמד עם מריש אם כחפד האם ביחפו אל היצי אדם שעופי הפוסו וסמוך הון איתם הבוגו הביחפיך אלי חשיב וחבר איתם לתרון של פירש תשעות so he says in the sixth session the purpose of Miche is only to extract the dam in the upper layer of the surface the purpose of Miche is not to extract dam from the interior because that dam will never come out you can salt it for an hour so the dam of the interior will not come out why so but then the question is what if the dam of the interior will not come out even if you salt it for an hour but somebody if you keep it in the salt and the salt for an hour so why is it bitter after you salted it and it stayed on the salting board sheer meal to put it in the pot but the dam issues of course the dam from the interior will move out from one spot to the other so it should become more sharp so the answer is that's dam in volume shall appear so the Rosh mentioned in Shite it is the name of the Rashban the son of Yosem the Rabban but he mentions the Ran in the name of the Gaini it's not also altogether Dami Vori shall be pirish that did not come outside but just moved from one spot to the other is not also in the Rabbah. The Zeldas Rambam Zah. The Rambam Shite means that you have Chile. We don't do it. But the Mechaba mentions it in the Hasbir. That you have Chile after we sold the meat we should put and we wash it we should put all the salt chatiche in boiling water, not hot water, but boiling water on fire. That's called chlite. That's an etze that we find. We got the chomets and we got the dam. We got the chomets, so we didn't do more. The Gemara says in Kodesh that if you take a seed of grape and you moisten it and before it stays in moistened state idle for 80 minutes you dump it in boiling water then you give it more because that stops that from fermenting and the same thing we find with Abida the Rambam mentioned So the Gabi Chom in the Pesach, it's the Gemara Mefarashis, the Gaini Masa Tchlik, but in case of a sick person, even a Chilish in the Sakone, or in case of a child who needs some cereal, so we do rely on Chlik. So he says, he said, that's a Rambam.
So the Rambam does he do Chlik too by after the Malicha?
After the Malicha.
So that shouldn't
So chatchile, you do a maliche, you do a maliche, and by dumping it in boiling water on fire, so then it's all right.
Now, what does that do?
It stops it, it harnesses. Chlite means harnessing, you know, when it becomes stuck, so it doesn't come out. So it doesn't even come out from one spot to the other. From one spot to the other. Now the question is, no one does it. Does it mean that since we don't do it according to the Rambam, so we are eating the dam? Because it's not harnessed. So the answer is, so the Hashulchan says, that's the reason as to why the meaning is to keep it on the salting board.